live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza up on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza, the Red Tag Savings Event is happening now. Get up to $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get APR rates as low as 0% with approved credit, or a new 2026 Chevy Equinox with APR rates as low as 0% with approved credit. Why wait for Black Friday? Get Red Tag Savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices less TT&L rebates assigned to dealer.
KVOE News Time 8:32, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Glad to have with us Leanne Kester with the Chase County Old School Development District. Activities coming up this weekend.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning.
What has you so great, Leanne?
Well, I don't know how many people have made attendance at our Chase County Country Christmas events over here, but it's like taking a step back in time, going to a small town. We just encourage everybody to come on November 29th to Cottonwood Falls and Strong City.
Yeah, you got all kinds of things going on from morning to noon to night, so all kinds of activities. So what do you got to tell us here this morning?
Well, we especially want people to come up to the old school for all the things we have going on. I'm glad to get to talk to you a little early because we want to be sure people take advantage of everything we have to offer before they go do any other shopping. We have anything they're going to need for Christmas at the old school on Saturday.
And then speaking of, you know, all the different activities here, I mean, I had a chance to rummage through your Facebook page, and essentially the whole day in Cottonwood Falls, Strong City is really busy on Saturday specifically. But what do you have, I guess, revolving specifically around the old school and also, you know, the apartment complex now?
Well, we have everything you'd want for a brunch or a lunch. We have homemade cinnamon twists for sale. We have homemade chili, chili dogs, Frito pies, hot dogs, eat in or carry out for lunch at the old school. Great homemade chili. And then we have two different types of sales. The community and friends of the old school have really come out to support us this year. We have a Christmas sale, which people bring us all of their gently used decorations, downgrading, whatever they've been doing. And we have lights galore. We have kitchen decorations. We have gift wrap. We have stockings. They could decorate their entire house inside and out. For most of our things are 50 cents to a dollar. We're kind of doing a community service, allowing people to clean out their Christmas stuff and have a place to donate it for a good cause. And then we have a silent auction. And again, the community has donated the most fantastic array of things. If you need gifts for kids, if you need gifts for men, if you need gifts for older adults, we have it all.
So when do things start on Saturday, Leanne?
Things start at 10 o'clock. We are open till 4, and then sitting around for the courthouse lighting, which happens just at dusk, would be a good idea. It just warms your heart to watch the courthouse light up.
It does. You
got we would encourage everyone to go to our Facebook page, Chase County Old School Friends Development District, because we are busy posting pictures of all the things that will be on the silent auction so they could really get an idea of the offerings that we have and the good deals that are there to be had.
Leanne, talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe the week ahead leading into Friday and Saturday and just kind of the work that you guys and not only board members but volunteers are going to be doing here this week in order to get ready and get everything spruced up.
Well, everybody in town is working on their own personal businesses. Prairie Pastimes is one of the businesses that's really blossomed and grown through the years. It's an artist co-op just down on Broadway. They're getting the lights all checked for the courthouse lighting. We light up a caboose in Strong City on Friday evening, so they're checking that all out. People are getting ready for the parade. We have a Santa parade after the courthouse lighting. They're getting the lights on the old river bridge, which are just beautiful, the way that sparkles off the water when they get it lighted also. At the old school, we just all hands on deck, decorating the building, getting all the silent auction displays out, getting all of the, going through all the donations everyone's made and getting that displayed. It's a busy time in Chase County.
So what
everybody
time,
comes together.
Yeah, what time's your parade?
Yeah. The parade will be right after the lighting, and the lighting's okay. Usually around 6. And then Santa parades down Main Street, down to the River Bridge, and, of course, come by the old courthouse. They have a cowboy Santa. You can take pictures. We're offering pictures at the old school this year, too, professional pictures for just a donation to the old school.
Nice.
So that's a new offering for us this year.
Good deal. Speaking of kind of the progress that you guys have had here so far this year, it has been kind of a year for you guys to give thanks as you get into the holidays for all the different components of the overall project getting to this point. Talk a little bit about the year that's been and what's ahead here to really flesh things out and finalize at least the internal improvements that are needed.
Well, a highlight of our year was in April, having the open house where our 1903 building was open to the public with 10 apartments. Those have been filled since before the opening. It was a dream come true. I could almost say that we worked for over 10 years to make this happen. Frontier Development took over the historic renovation of the building and turned it into much-needed apartments for Chase County. For us, with match day funds, and this silent auction is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We really depend on this. And our goal with our match day funds and with this are to finally get heat and air into the rest of the community building that we have so that it can be a more year-round building. If anybody wants to drop donations in the donation jar while they come over and visit us, they will find that money is being put to good use every single day.
All right. Well, a lot going on this weekend in Chase County. Everyone's invited to stop by and take a taste of what a real country Christmas is like. They do it upright in Chase County. There's no doubt about that. Leanne, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for allowing us to share this with everyone.
Indeed. Thanks, Leanne. Leanne Kester joining us here as we talk about the Chase County Old School Development District's activities as part of the larger Chase County Country Christmas schedule, which is coming up the 28th and the 29th, this upcoming Friday and Saturday. Don't forget, too, that we do have a Newsmaker 3 right after headlines. And as we mentioned here at the end of our newscast, we've got a Newsmaker 2 and a Newsmaker 3 tomorrow. And again on Wednesday, busy week here, even though it's a holiday week here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
It's just loaded. We are bursting at the seams. There's so much going on, my goodness gracious. Yeah. And we will be telling you about, the opening of the ice rink is officially happening this week on Friday, Black Friday. So we'll have Matt Fowler in with Visit Emporia to discuss that just a little bit. And, you know, we are just a week and a day away from the Christmas parade here.
We are. Yep. Believe it or not. Tomorrow night at downtown Emporia.
7 o'clock, we'll have live coverage, and we are going to be teaming up with the technical crew, the audio-video team at Flint Hills Tech College to do that. Audio and video streaming will be at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com for the Christmas parade. Our coverage brought to you by Cargill Incorporated.
And you know, one of the things that just came down the pike here, and I just saw the email on it, Curious Christmas Ring for Kids.
Yeah, we are going to be doing that, too. We are just waiting for the Christmas ring to arrive.
It's been finished. The way it's at least the email that I just saw here about 3 minutes ago says that it's done. So,
and we are going to also be teaming up with Troy's Trannies for the Christmas groceries again this year, which is coming up. And don't forget, we will be having our mitten tree pickup, Christmas scarves and gloves and hats that are at 9 locations this year, by the way.
Outstanding.
And we'll make our delivery. We're going 3 places. We've got Salvation Army. It's going to be one of those, along with SOS.
Yeah, and
here at Spartan Stop.
Spartan Stop was the other one. Okay, good deal. So help us out as we hopefully are able to be a vital part in bringing a happy holiday to a lot of folks that need it.
Well, and also next week is going to be ultra busy, as you know, we've been telling you, but we've got the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day check presentations, which will be happening a week And a day, we're a week and a day away. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
That's when that will happen out of Flint Hills Ball. And Chuck Samples will be anchoring our coverage there. Tomorrow night, we'll be out at the David Traylor Zoo for Happy Holidays as the lights will be turned on.
Yay.
For the holiday season. And also tomorrow, we are going to be at the fairgrounds for the Honor a Hero event with Reese Across America.
Yeah, can't wait. That's going to be going, what, 10 to 2, if memory serves me correctly. We'll have one update coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Then we'll have our talk of Emporia starting up at 11:06, and then we'll have another update between 12 and 1. So we hope that you're able to not only stop by really just take a quick moment to say thank you for our military service personnel, our veterans, our emergency responders, our law enforcement, but also to donate to Wreaths Across America as part of that particular process. Right now, things are so close to getting those 2,333 grave sites decorated with wreaths through this program at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. And this is an important week because basically this is the week where things have to shut off on the fundraising side to close things out. So let's have a strong finishing kick after a very strong last 2 to 3 weeks to get us poised to get everybody that's buried there honored there.
KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2 this morning, brought to you by Long Pine Auto Plaza up on West Highway 50. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. It's 8:42.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House now...